There's a burning question on every heart this morning as we sit together, as we are gathered in this place. A deeply spiritual question, and it is, does he realize what time it is? And I worried about that, and then I thought about the fact that, well, we're not going to be back tonight anyway, so I can take as long as I want to. Nobody will care. No, I'm very much aware. We've had a wonderful service. It's been quite a blessing. But there is a message I want to share with you this morning. I think a message the Lord gave me some time back that we need at this season in our life, as Christmas has passed behind, and as we recognize the fact that by the time we gather again together, it will be a new year, 2025. So I'm going to share a message with you. Turn up your listening ears. We're going to be moving fast, but it'll be good. Focus of Christmas this year has been declarations, how the coming of Christ was announced, about profound decisions that were made by those who were part of the birth of the King. How Mary made the decision, I will trust the Lord. Joseph, who said, I will take God at his word. The shepherds, who said, we will go to Jesus. And the wise men, who declared, we have come to worship him. Since the birth of Christ, the world has been changed forever by those decisions, but most of all by God's decision that he would send his son to be the one who would save the world. So this morning, on the Sunday between Christmas and 2025, I want to remind you of one of the final declarations from the story of Christ's birth. It's from the message the angels delivered to the shepherds when they said, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. God wants you to hear that same promise as we enter this coming year. He wants you to experience peace. Not peace that is a lack of conflict. Not peace that you find in a Hallmark card. But that heart deep real peace that God has planned for those who trust him in all their ways. How can you know peace in a world that's so filled with conflict? How can you experience assurance when the world is so uncertain? How can you expect peace when all you have to do is turn on the television to discover the calamities and wars and conflicts are taking place all around us? How can you know peace when even in your own heart and in your own life, there are things that are trying to steal your peace away even at this very moment? Well, this morning there's a passage from Philippians that tells us what we need to know if we're going to experience the kind of peace that only God can give. It's found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Probably very familiar words to most of you. That's where the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let me tell you what the Bible has to tell us about how we can experience peace in the midst of a difficult world. And there's just a few things I want you to know. The first thing I want you to know is this. God's peace does not depend upon our circumstances. So many times we're tempted to believe, if I'm going to experience peace, it's going to be because everything's going okay. I'm going to experience peace because there's no conflict in my life. There's no struggle. There's no hurt. There's no pain. But that's not the kind of peace that God offers. The Philippians knew that so well. Paul was writing with a church that understood the world can be an uncertain place. You think about those people who gathered to worship in Philippi, the people who read that letter that Paul wrote so long ago, and you realize many of them had been persecuted for their faith. Some had been forced to abandon their homes, to move to new cities, to live in the midst of new cultures. They found themselves very much like the fellow that John Mark was describing a while ago. I came to this place and I was so lonely and I didn't know anybody and I wasn't sure anybody cared about me. How do you find peace in the midst of a difficult world. These people experienced the physical and economic and personal struggles that all of us understand too well. This morning, I could go around the room and I could ask you the question, what is trying to steal your peace away right now? And almost every one of us would have an answer. Almost every one of us could say, this is what's going on in my life, and it's stealing my peace. And much like those Philippians, it might be because God has put me in a different place. It might be because I'm going through a difficult situation. It might be because I'm experiencing struggles at work. I'm experiencing struggles in my financial life. I'm experiencing struggles in my personal life. I know what it's like to have everything in the world around me trying to take away my peace. And yet Paul wrote to these Philippian believers, be anxious for nothing. Paul was not calling them to be ignorant about the challenges around them. He was not calling on them to pretend that things could not be challenging. What he was telling them was this, peace is not dependent upon your circumstances. The kind of peace that God offers is not because everything's okay and all is happening just the way you need it to. Instead, the peace of Christ, they had to discover the peace of Christ is present all the time in every situation. Even in the hardest of times, God offers us real peace. That's why Paul declared just a few verses later, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, so many people love to quote that last verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But most of the time when we hear that verse, we think, because that means I'm going to be the winner. I'm going to be on top. Everything's going to be going my way. I can do all things through Christ. But look at what Paul said. Paul said, yes, sometimes I'm on top, but sometimes I'm on bottom. Sometimes things are easy, but sometimes they're really, really hard. Sometimes I don't understand what's going on around me. And Paul wrote to them and he said, you know what? I've been in all of those situations and I can tell you this. I can do all things through Christ because peace is not dependent upon my circumstances. The truth is, circumstances will always do one of two things in your life. They will distract you from the Lord, because all you can see is the trouble in front of you, or they will draw you closer to the Lord as you realize, apart from Him, I can do nothing. I will trust in Him. And you respond to whatever happens in your life one way or the other. Either you allow your struggles to turn you away from the Lord, or you allow them to draw you into His peace. It comes to those who trust Him in every situation. You see, real peace comes from a basic decision. In the Living Bible, Philippians 4:6 declares, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. That's the first Bible passage I ever intentionally memorized when I first became serious about my walk with Christ. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God about your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. We make a decision every day of our lives, worry or pray. And I will approach life in one direction or the other. Either I will worry or I will pray. Worry can't change anything. The Bible says prayer can change everything. The key is this. You don't pray for God to change your circumstances as much as you pray that God will transform you. Lord, in the midst of what I'm facing, in the midst of the challenges in my life, I want to be more trusting in you. And I can look around this room this morning and I see folks who understand that more than most of us do. Because you've been in those places where your back was against the wall and you had nowhere else to turn. And you turned to Him. And it changed everything. I won't worry. I will pray. You see, when you pray, you're confessing that you're depending on the Lord in everything. When you pray, you're turning to God and saying, I am helpless to take care of my own problems. I've got to depend on you. It's a temptation to simply worry, but the Bible commands you to pray. The temptation is to sit back and worry and fret and be so concerned about what am I going to do? How am I going to fix this? Can I handle it at all? It's another thing to simply say, you know what? This is way beyond me. I'm going to have to bring it to the Lord. Peace comes when you pray about everything. Because when you pray about everything, you're taking it all and you're putting it in the Father's hands and recognizing mine are too weak. But your hands are strong and steady. I can place my life in the hands of God and trust Him to do what is right. You see, God's peace comes from personal surrender. Philippians says it this way, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, peace is the result of settling the control issue in your life. A prayerless life says, I'm in control. I have to live my life as though everything depends upon me, and if I don't come through, then everything's going to fall apart. A prayerful life says, God is in control. I'll trust Him. I can't. But He can. I'll let Him. Apart from the decision to trust Christ as Savior, there's no more important choice you can make than to depend upon Him to be the Lord and to bring you peace. More people forfeit their peace because they refuse to practice surrender than for any other reason. Dr. Jeff Orge is now the president and CEO of Southern Baptist Executive Committee. I love Jeff Orge because he writes the most practical prayers, and they always speak to me. I love one of them especially. This is what he wrote. He wrote, Lord, You are God. I am not. Jesus is Lord. Help me keep that straight today. Isn't that good? You are God, I am not. Jesus is Lord. Help me to keep that straight. And once you've made the decision to surrender, you have the opportunity to submit to that kind of lordship in everything that you encounter in life. Surrender sounds like a confession of helplessness. But the truth is, when you surrender to Christ, you discover nothing is more empowering because that means that His power flows through your challenges to bring about His results. And peace comes from an eternal confidence in Christ. When you know Jesus as your Savior, when you're sure that God is your Heavenly Father, there is a peace that passes understanding. Because here's the truth. You can only experience the peace of God when you have made peace with God. You can only know what it means to depend upon Him when He is your personal Savior. And that's where peace comes from. read a story not long ago about a man who was visiting his doctor. He already knew he was struggling with a terminal disease. He knew that he did not have very long to live. And he sat down with his doctor and he decided the time had come to just be honest. And he said, "Doc, I got to tell you something. I'm afraid of dying. What's it going to be like on the other side?" The doctor looked at him and he said, "You know, friend, I have to be honest with you. I don't really know what it's like on the other side." "Wait a minute. You're a Christian. I thought you could tell me everything I needed to know about heaven." About that time, a scratching came at the office door. And the doctor walked open and he opened the door and this little dog came walking in and he came over to let his doctor scratch his ears. The doctor thought a moment and he looked at the man and he said, "You know what? It's kind of like my dog. He's never been in my office before." He had no idea what he would see when he came on the other side. All he knew was this: he heard his master's voice and he wanted to be where his master was. I don't know all about heaven, but I know my master's voice. And when he calls me, I want to be wherever he is. And that's all I need to know. I don't know all the future holds in the year to come. I don't know what may happen in your life or mine. I have no idea what may happen in the coming year or the coming week or before we even leave this room. But I've learned my master's voice. And I've learned that if I am where he is, peace will go with me. And peace will go with you. All that really matters is that you hear and know the Master's voice. This morning, my prayer is that everybody in this room knows his voice in a very personal way. But you may be here and you're not a believer. You've never trusted Christ as your Savior. But you've heard that voice calling to you. And you know that today, more than anything, you need to trust Him as your Savior. And in just a moment, we're going to sing an invitation hymn. That'll be the opportunity, if you want to know Jesus, to just come from where you are. I'll be here at the front. Meet me and just say, "I need to become a believer. I need to do it today." And I'll be glad to introduce you to the Savior. Or maybe listening to the Master's voice is hearing Him call you to be part of what He's doing at First Baptist Church, and you want to come and be a member of this fellowship so that God can give you His peace through His people called First Baptist Church. Or maybe today you just need to come and say to somebody, "This is what's stealing my peace. Can you pray with me?" And I'll be glad to do that. Is there a decision you need to make? We're going to stand. We're going to sing. As God speaks to your heart, you come. Let's stand together.